Jesus identifies himself as the way, the truth, and the life. As the Father has life in himself, Jesus says, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. Jesus is later to pronounce himself as the bread of life, which comes down and gives life to the whole world. It is his purpose to give life and defeat death. He is the resurrection and the life. There is no other way, no alternate route. Listen, no one comes to the Father except by me, Jesus said. This is an exclusive statement, very uncomfortable perhaps for many in this modern era. Yet it is intended to be exclusive. In the competition for the hearts and the minds of humanity, compromising one's beliefs means being absorbed into a sort of pluralistic morass, being dissolved into an unidentifiable entity. Jesus makes extraordinary claims that he is the way, the truth, and the life, is among the boldest and most inflammatory of all. We say those words in the collect for this Sunday, the fifth Sunday in the season of Easter. The consequence of believing, of committing oneself to Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, is empowerment. As a consequence of believing and abiding in Jesus, we share in his power. This is a promise and a commission. We are to do the works of Jesus. We are to continue his mission. Whatever we need to accomplish that mission, he will give to us. We have only to ask. This isn't a promise regarding political power or material wealth. Two temptations, you remember, Jesus rejected in the wilderness. It is, however, the very presence and power of God released in the life of the Christian community, and there can be no greater gift than this. This gift alone has the healing power to soothe our troubled hearts.